My name is Dan Taylor. I am the Program Manager for the Performance Diet and Diagnostics Hub. In this video, I will show you the Performance Diagnostics Hub in Visual Studio 2013 and how you can use it to analyze the performance of Windows Store apps, desktop apps, and ASP.NET web apps. Let's take a look. So here we are in Visual Studio 2013 Express for Windows. I have a JavaScript Windows Store application open, and I'd like to analyze its performance. I can go ahead and open the Diagnostics Hub from the Debug menu by clicking Debug, Performance, and Diagnostics. I can also press Alt F2. Once I open the Diagnostics Hub, I automatically see a list of available tools. I can click HTML UI Responsiveness Tool, for example, and go ahead and click Start. The Hub is going to go ahead and launch my application. It may ask me to elevate first. And it's going to record my application's usage. I can go ahead and I can click things, I can come back, and then Visual Studio is recording this entire time. When I'm finished, I can simply close the application or click Stop Collection. When I'm done, I see a rich view of the results. In most cases, the file is not saved until you press Control S or File Save. You can name the file anything you like. In my case, I'm going to say this is called My Pond, which is the name of my application, and Startup Profile. Some of the other tools that are available for JavaScript applications include CPU sampling, which helps you understand the CPU utilization of your application. You can do JavaScript memory analysis, which allows you to take snapshots of the JavaScript heap and allows you to compare snapshots for doing leak analysis. There is an energy consumption tool, which does model-based analysis of your application's energy consumption, and a function timing tool, which helps you get precise timings of JavaScript functions in your application. This tool is also useful if you want to analyze block time in your application. I also have a C# XAML application open, and again, I can go Debug, Performance and Diagnostics, and I'll see a list of tools that apply to my application. Here I can do CPU sampling, energy consumption, and XAML UI responsiveness. These are very similar to some of the tools that were available for JavaScript applications. I can also change my target and choose to launch an installed application on my machine. Here I'm given a list of installed applications, and I can go ahead and decide to launch Bing Finance, for example. Once again, I'm given a list of available tools, and since this application uses JavaScript and HTML, I'm given the JavaScript and HTML tools. Notice I didn't have to guess or poke around for different tools that exist. Another cool option is that I can actually attach to a running application. So if I launch Bing News, I can then go back into Visual Studio and say I want to attach to a running application, and then Bing News shows up in the list. I can then use the list of tools to pick to then go and optimize the performance of my application. I can also profile an application on a remote machine. If I change, I can see remote machines on my network. I actually have another machine that I can connect to already set up. So if I switch to this other machine, all I have to do is start up the remote debugger. Now that the remote debugger is running, I will see my machine show up in a list of applications that I can connect to. I can profile applications by deploying them to the remote machine by using the startup project. For example, if I try and do energy consumption profiling, Visual Studio will compile my application, deploy it to the remote machine, and then start it up. If I now go to the other machine, I can then give it the necessary approvals that it needs to start the application. Now that I have given my approval for the application to start up, the profiling session is started with the application launched. I can now switch back to the other machine, and I can choose to stop profiling. Visual Studio automatically collects the information from the remote machine and transfers it back. Here I can see the energy report for the startup of that application. Again, I can choose to save it and give it a name. With remote profiling, I can also attach or launch an application on the remote machine. In the same dialog where I picked the application, I can choose the remote machine, and I can see, again, a list of apps that are installed on the remote machine. Let's try Bing Sports this time. Again, Visual Studio has launched the application on the other machine. So that was a brief tour of some of the tools that are available in the Express version of Visual Studio. Now let's go to Visual Studio Professional and try out some ASP.NET and desktop applications. Here I am with an ASP.NET application open called Fabricam Fiber. If I again go to the Performance and Diagnostics Hub, I now see that I have the option to use the Performance Wizard. All I have to do is click Start, and Visual Studio will guide me through the process of picking tools that work on ASP.NET web applications. When I click Finish, my application is automatically launched by Visual Studio and profiling starts. Now that my application is started, I can take action on it, and I can go back to Visual Studio and stop profiling. Once again, the data is automatically collected and displayed for analysis. Now let's take a quick look at desktop applications. Here I have an application called Paint.net open in Visual Studio. I can go ahead and go to the Performance and Diagnostics Hub. And once again, I can use the Performance Wizard to analyze the performance of Paint.net. I simply click through the wizard, tell it which project I want to use, and click Finish. Visual Studio will build and launch my application automatically. If I go ahead and close my application, Visual Studio will automatically stop data collection and show me the results. And here it is. Visual Studio has automatically found the hot path in my application. There's one last thing that I would like to show you. As you noticed, I have just shown you many different profiling tools that work on many different types of applications. Sometimes it can be very hard to keep track of all this information and all the saved profiling sessions. So what we have done is we've added a recently opened sessions pane to the Diagnostics Hub. It is ordered by the ones that we had last opened, but also includes the created time so you can figure out which is the session that you're looking for. I can go ahead and click on this session, and it will open up. I can also click this context menu here and go to Open File Location so that I can find other sessions that may have been saved in the same area. As I've just shown you, the Performance and Diagnostic Hub provides a single starting point for all of your profiling tools. Once you have opened the hub, all you need to do is choose your profiling target, select a tool, and click Start. The new tools we have added in Visual Studio 2013 will also make it easy for you to build fast and responsive apps, with some of the tools even being available in Visual Studio 2013 Express for Windows. If you want to learn more in depth about using these tools in the Hub, be sure to check out some of the other videos. We are continuing to improve the Hub and add more tools, so I would encourage you to try out the Performance and Diagnostics Hub in Visual Studio 2013 and check back whenever we release newer versions.